in my experience, now it really does depend on the category. Like, it is so category dependent, but Phrase and Exact would probably be the best ones to start with. Cause broad can get too broad, but I would still do
like
all
broad. I like broad.
He likes broad. Jason likes it. likes the broads. All right. Chris Allen Patterson says, do you ever recommend, we already answered this one. Hamza says, if I modify my listing title, description, and bullet points, it will appear on Seller Central, but on the marketplace, it will show still the old one. I can wait even a week. It will not update. Amazon's saying you're not the winning contributor for this listing, but I created that listing and I'm the only seller on that ASIN. Do you have a Vendor Central account by chance?
Brand registry first. If not, delete and full update. I'll send you the video.
He got the vid.
Beginner's guide to a full update. Step by step.
Step by step.
With smiling Jason.
Always smiling. Look at him.
Here's the video. All right.
Next. Russ Colin says, any tips on how to get your brand listed on the left side navigation brand drop down list?
Brand listed on the, oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. First of all, unless you're selling like fittings or like hardware or anything like that, nobody uses this search feature. So what he's talking about is this right
here.
Oh,
I see. Yeah.
So if I go into mobile view where most people are doing their shopping, again, here's my little mobile view switcher. That menu doesn't exist. So 70 to 80% of the shoppers, or however much your mobile traffic is in your category, don't even see that. So it's not very important, but there was one brand we had that was like, I have to have it there. Like, it needs to be there. And I'm like, well, I think Amazon just puts them there. I'd never asked, right?
Yeah, this one's new to me too. So I'm learning as well.
It requires brand. Obviously, you need brand registry. You need brand store. You need a brand store published. You need to make sure that you have your social posts set up. And then this is a ticketing process through brand registry. And they, a lot of the reps, don't even know what you're talking about. So this is a very, very step-by-step ticketing process of showing them the images and asking them why your brand is not displaying, telling them that you're registered, this is your category, all this stuff. It took about a month, but his brand name's up there now.
Woohoo!
It just showed up one day. And I'm not sure if it had to do with the ticket, because I think that ticket is still in the, this is with our concern team phase. Like,
yeah, we have escalated this for investigation. We already answered this one, but again,
we'll see you there, Mitch.
Right. Sing Mon Lee says, I just got my listing removed saying that hydroquinone is at a prescription concentration. So I submitted an appeal to show that it does not contain that, but still got my appeal rejected for the same issue. I'm starting to wonder if it is because it may be some keyword like dark spot corrector that is related to that ingredient. Any tips on how to resolve?
Yeah, remove anything in the copy or images that has anything to do with whatever chemical that is.
Ingredient, yeah.
Make sure you send them ingredients lists, your safety data sheet, all that stuff showing that it doesn't have that ingredient in it. And
all the receipts.
Go from there. Yeah, your invoice. Physical pictures of the product and the ingredients on the product.
LinkedIn user says, hi, what to do if we have 90% buy box but don't have positive feedback from the customers on the same buy box?
Not sure what that means.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, LinkedIn user. You have positive feedback from the customers on the same buy box? Don't have. Yeah, I don't know what this means. Sorry.
Sorry, I was hoping
next.
That one for me. Michael DeVal says, forgive my ignorance, but what is the Prosper event? So it's an event where a lot of sellers gather, and it's one of the biggest events. Let's see, like Helium 10 is going to be there. We typically have a booth, but this year we're going as sellers. Yeah, just like a way to like network and connect with other people in the e-commerce field. There's workshops for like, you know, learning about advertising, SEO. What else is there, Jason?
Amazon. It's a big Amazon nerd party in the desert.
Yep. Woo!
I feel like I think my internet is messed up right now.
I think so too. You are looking like a found footage film. the Blair Witch Jason project. Jeffrey Valen asks, I'm segmenting out my two-word brand names into their own campaigns. Do you recommend phrase match for this versus exact or broad? Honestly, I would just create all three campaigns for the brand name, like a phrase match, exact, or broad. In my experience, now it really does depend on the category. Like it is so category dependent, but phrase and exact would probably be the best ones to start with. Because broad can get too broad. But I would still do
like
all
broad.
Three.
I like broad.
He likes broad. Jason likes it. likes the broads. All right. I don't know. That was the stupidest joke. I would just do all three campaign types and see which one works for you. All right. Johnny Tomazo says, hi guys, IPI dropping at a steady pace. Anything specific I can do to stop or increase it? Thanks and have a great weekend. Yeah, go ahead and check your account health to see if there's like any compliance documents or anything like that they want you to upload. See if like there's late shipment rate or something. Figure out what the crux of the issue for the IPI drop is. And then you can kind of plan from there.
It's really, really simple to fix the IPI score because they tell you what's wrong.
Yes.
So if you go to your inventory performance, and I think my internet is going to crash.
No. Well,
how do you improve it?
Yeah.
Improve the metrics that are yellow and red. So improve your sell through is usually the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
And in our case, on this account, it's telling us that we have 194 days of supply of this particular product, and we haven't sold any. I'm reading this wrong. My bad. We want to look at the estimated excess units. So filter by that. And here's a good one. So our sell-through is at a negative percent. The reason why we have this particular one in here right now at this amount of supply is for Mother's Day, because we know last year this sold a ton for Mother's Day. So, but yeah, improve your metrics.
Improve them. Hey, B. Pomenton says, where can I find missing UPC on Amazon?
Missing UPC?
Like,
go into the back end of the listing and see if the UPC is there.
Yeah, it should be there unless it was listed under an ASIN. Or do you mean like
or
you go into
exemption,
edit itself and it's just
creative,
like gone?
Creative exemption. G10 exemption.
Creative exemption. You're funny. Sam N says, Amazon suspended my FBM privileges 1 year ago. It was suspended for drop shipping violations. I was drop shipping from Walmart to Amazon. After many appeals, Amazon still has not unbanned me. Can you help me? So there are several SOPs for drop shipping, or not drop shipping, but account suspensions in general. So this one would be, I don't know that we can help with an answer on a Q&A podcast. Because it's going to be an involved process. Should we maybe do a video on account suspensions and appeal. That'd be a long video.
You're gonna have to tell them in your appeal here that you're not going to be drop shipping anymore and prove it. If you
get reinstated, Amazon, I'll never do it again.
If you get reinstated and you just start drop shipping again, then
I will never do it again. Promise. All right. Let's see.